Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today we're tackling a really critical topic, how training, technology, and AI are all coming together. Specifically, how they're strengthening air traffic control capacity, ATC capacity, focusing in on the Africa and Middle East region.
It's a fascinating area.
Absolutely. So our mission today really is simple. We've gathered insights from a virtual presentation by Oliver Farai. He's a former IFACA EVP and now director of Takeoff Academy. And we've paired that with another presentation on a strategic partnership they're involved in. The goal, to pull out the most important bits, those key facts, maybe some surprising details for you, giving you a shortcut to understanding what's happening in this vital aviation space.
And what's so interesting, I think, is how this moves beyond just, you know, abstract ideas. We're looking at actual practical strategies here, future-focused stuff for making the global aviation system safer, more efficient, and you'll find a lot of the challenges they're tackling, they're pretty universal, actually. Lessons for everyone, really.
All right, let's dive in then. First off, the sources really highlight Oliver Farai's own story. From tower to leadership. It gives you a real picture of the challenges, the day-to-day stuff he faced working in ATC operations. Things like, well, navigating blacklisted airspace, dealing with really different levels of training quality, resource shortages. That personal angle, it really sets the scene for why all these changes we're discussing are just so crucial.
It does, and it brings up a fundamental question. How do you fix those kinds of deep-seated problems in a field like ATC? The presentations signal a major shift, a real change in how training is approached. We're moving away from, you know, the old lecture style towards ICO's competency-based training. They specifically mention PEN and STRG and DOC 9868. The idea is to make it much more practical, focused on skills controllers actually need to perform rather than just theoretical knowledge.
And that's where technology really steps up, isn't it? This digital transformation idea. It's not just talk. The sources mentioned huge leaps forward. From like basic procedural simulators to these incredibly immersive VR, virtual reality, and XR, extended reality setups. Plus, there's been a big push towards online learning, blended models, making things way more flexible.
Yeah, and a great example they gave was the Seychelles ATO, their approved training organization. They apparently adopted virtual training very successfully. And if you look at the bigger picture, it really shows the concrete benefits of using these new technologies, especially for accessibility, you know, getting training to places where maybe traditional setups are harder to implement.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me. Artificial intelligence, AI and training. What are the sources saying about its potential? How could it actually be used?
Well, the potential is quite significant. The sources talk about AI driving adaptive learning platforms. Imagine a system that adjusts to your specific learning pace and weaknesses. It could provide incredibly precise feedback during simulations, pinpointing exactly where a trainee needs to focus. You could even see AI facilitating mentorship, maybe matching trainees with experienced controllers based on identified skill gaps. It's quite advanced thinking.
That sounds almost sci-fi, a training system that learns with you.
Mm.
But are there downsides?
Yeah.
Concerns?
Oh, definitely. And the presentation didn't shy away from that. They flagged some important risks, things like potential bias creeping into the AI algorithms. The cost, obviously, implementing this kind of tech isn't cheap. And just the sheer complexity of integrating AI into regulations for such a safety-critical field. So it's not a simple plug-and-play situation. It needs careful, responsible adoption.
Right. Thoughtful adoption. Which brings us to making all this advanced training actually accessible. How do we get this out there? The sources seem to emphasize cooperation, don't they? Particularly this strategic partnership between Takeoff Academy and IFETSA AFM. Their vision seems to be about tackling those training gaps we mentioned, boosting safety standards, yeah. And crucially, increasing access for all controllers, even if they're funding it themselves.
That self-funded part is key. It's vital for strengthening the overall ATC capacity globally. Historically, the cost has been a massive barrier for individuals and even some smaller organizations. So what's really interesting here is seeing practical financial solutions being put forward. Things like multi-currency payment options, scholarship programs, trying to make it genuinely more affordable.
And Takeoff Academy seems quite ambitious about this. They want to be the pace setter in the region. That phrase, no more following where others lead, that's quite a statement.
It is. It signals a real commitment to not just catching up, but actually leading innovation in ATC training for the region. It's about setting new standards, proving the value of these new approaches, you know, rather than just sticking to the old ways.
So it's not just about the formal courses. This partnership seems focused on community building, too. They're inviting stakeholders to get involved in creating Skylab and Skypulse communities locally. What are those about?
Yeah, Skylab is aimed at schools and colleges, basically aviation clubs. The idea is mentorship, giving young people early career guidance, sparking that interest in aviation from a young age. They lay out steps for setting one up, find a school, get approval, pick someone to coordinate, connect with Takeoff Academy for materials. It's really about building that future pipeline, you know, from the ground up.
Okay, building the pipeline. And SkyPulse. That sounds more data-focused.
It is. SkyPulse is all about using data for better outcomes. Think regional dashboards showing training performance, analytics identifying skill gaps across providers or regions, benchmarking. It allows groups like training orgs, ANSP staff, CAA officers to see how they're doing, share best practices, and make sure the training actually meets ICAO standards effectively. Remember Oliver's point about training disparities? This directly addresses that with hard data.
So it's leveraging data for continuous improvement. That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. SkyPulse uses that data to lift the quality across the board, regionally. And it also helps connect current professionals with students for mentoring, using the data to guide those connections. It creates this kind of smart feedback loop, constantly refining the training system.
The source has also mentioned something called SkyTrack. That sounds more corporate.
Yes. SkyTrack is positioned as a suite of services for the bigger players, ANSPs, airports, airlines, the CAAs. It's more of a tailored contract-based thing, offering detailed monitoring and performance tracking.
What kind of tracking?
Well, it includes modules like an ATCO competency monitor that tracks individual skills against ICAO or EASA standards. Very granular. There's a training compliance checker, making sure everything aligns with regulations, a career progression tracker for staff development, and a regional trends dashboard, which aggregates data for those broader insights, feeding back into the AFM picture. And interestingly, they guarantee their pricing at least 20% lower than competitors for similar services. That's quite a hook.
Strong incentive, definitely.
Yeah.
And one last thing, international study. They mentioned opportunities in the UK.
Right. Takeoff Academy offers places for international students on short programs, up to 6 months, at their UK centers. They even provide support with the visa side through Takeoff Immigration Services. It sounds like a pretty well-structured process, from picking a course right through to arrival, opens up another avenue for access.
Okay, so we've covered a lot there. From the ground-level challenges through tech like VR and AI, partnerships, community, data, what's the main thing you take away from this deep dive into strengthening ATC capacity?
For me, it really underscores that the future of ATC isn't just about fancier equipment or bigger airports. Fundamentally, it's about the people. It's about human capability, but critically, it's about empowering those people with really innovative training methods and smart technology. That's how you build a safer, more integrated system globally.
That's a great summary. So here's something for you, the listener, to think about as we wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
If AI, VR, these advanced training methods and strategic partnerships can start to revolutionize a field as complex, regulated, and safety-focused as air traffic control, what could that mean for the future of training and developing skills in your own industry or field? Think about it. What barriers could you overcome if you embrace that kind of innovation and collaboration, something to mull over.